This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Rachel gets on the tour, standing by. We'll take caller 9 at 844-999-OLA, and you'll play Profile This in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a woman in Tennessee called 911 on some cops who pulled her over.
Does she know how this works?
I'm apparently not.
I'm going to call the cops.
We are the cops.
I'm going to tell them these cops are harassing me.
Right, they're okay.
So she was charged with making a 911 call in a non-emergency situation.
Yeah, you know, she just deserves that.
If you're getting your ass beat by the cops, can you then call 911?
I still think it's a bad idea.
Okay.
Then you call your friend who you know has video capabilities on their phone. Because their body cams won't work in that
moment. Our friend at Axion.
I just wondered, wasn't there a thing not too long ago that said if you're getting lit up by like an undercover or an unmarked car, call somebody and make sure that it's actually a cop?
I don't know. 911 probably did not say that, but yeah, I'm sure some people have said that.
It's the only thing, that's the only reason I can figure out. A soldier in Texas saved a man's life using just a hoodie and a pen.
How do you do that?
I would tell you if I was working on it. You could probably find the story. It's online somewhere.
Mike's impressed enough with just that.
That's right. Yeah.
You know what? It doesn't matter how he did it because none of us can emulate
it. MacGyver.
So, like, whatever he did, I probably can't do. So good for him.
Gruber.
Soldier, hoodie, pen.
Yeah. It was just a writer that fell in the water. He was cold. Gave him a hoodie and then said, here's a pen.
I like to think that he tourniqueted him somewhere and then stabbed the pen in his throat to do that,
Tracheotomy. Except the guy's like, wait, I'm conscious.
You know what? You might be right, Mike. Even though you're not working on it.
But he'll breathe.
Like you seem kind of like reasonably excited to see somebody get stabbed in the neck.
Only if it's for medical reasons, Ted.
Only then. If you stab someone in the neck, no matter what, it becomes a medical thing.
True.
That is true.
All right.
Every stab in the neck is medical.
It becomes medical.
A man in Ontario, Canada refused to leave City Hall. And when he fought with cops who finally tried to escort him out, they found he had meth on him. Mm. Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. If you're going to be a jackass and cause a disruption, don't have illegal substances on you.
I don't know why on drugs you would go to City Hall, period.
These people feel differently than I do. Like, to me, this is a non... Like, hey, man, I'm high. I'm not going to City Hall.
No.
Why would I want to go to City Hall? I'm trying to think, why would I want to go to City Hall unless they specifically asked me to show up at City Hall?
What is in City Hall?
Because we need to legalize meth.
They had a pool table and some pinball machines, maybe.
Even then.
I don't think I've ever been to a City Hall outside of like a meeting or a protest.
I don't know if I've ever been to the City Hall. I've walked by City Halls. I don't know that I've ever physically entered one.
Every time I've been inside of one, all I wanted to do was leave.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I mean. Like, to me, the punishment would be, like, go sit in City Hall.
Yeah, so generally, if you're in City Hall, aren't you almost in court?
Yeah, they have tall ceilings. That's all I know about City Halls.
Lots of marble.
Yeah. A lot of ties. Mm-hmm. A woman in Queens was towed last week after she parked in a legal spot. And the Department of Transportation put up a no parking sign after she got there.
What?
So she was parked there. They get there, put up the sign, and then tow her ass out of there.
Man.
Hey, like look at this car out of here. We supposed to put the signs up last night, but you know what effort?
I got a better one here coming up here.
That's one of the most New York City things I've ever heard in my life.
Hey, what do you want me to do? We put up the sign, you were parked there. We had to tow it.
Are they going
to
give her money back? I know. You know what? You're not working on it.
And no,
boy, Ted, you're learning, man.
Her car's impounded.
Try this one on for size. A school in Ohio got rid of its police officer. A school in Ohio got rid of its police officer after he gave the principal a ticket for parking in the handicap spot.
Damn, come on.
Why would you release the guy for that or the girl for
Because
that?
You're the principal.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, Jesus.
This is a BS move.
It's getting to be principal.
I'm the principal now. I'm in charge of everyone young.
Well, like, it'd be kind of funny if we find out the principal's in fact, Andy. Like, I'm in a wheelchair, man.
Right?
Plus, normally the principal should be cool. It's the vice principal that's the D-bag.
Mm. He was.
I mean, he's always the bad cop in the good cop, bad cop world, right?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Ours sucked.
That's what I'm saying.
I hated when he came around.
Vice principal,
he was a jackass.
He's always the disciplinary and the bad cop.
Because the principal doesn't want to have to deal with your dumb ass, right? So if it's above the vice principal's pay grade, the principal's not going to be happy to see it. It should stop with the vice principal, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, generally, the vice principal legitimately is the disciplinarian.
Oh, yeah. That's why they put vice in front of it.
Yeah. Mr. Burke.
half bald.
He was. He tried to rock that skullet look.
I think part of it, too, is just the vice principal. And granted, I'm biased because my brother's done it.
Right.
You just kind of have to be tough. It's like sure. Mr. Burke, I remember him, and I used to hang out with his son. And when I would see him in public, he was super nice and chill. But, like, at school, he always kept that, like, you were scared of him.
Right.
Yeah.
No, he was just a jerk. A new study found,
damn, Mike,
man.
I mean, how bad was this vice principal?
He sucked, man. I didn't like him, not even one bit.
I can't imagine you even getting in trouble.
Right.
I was a wild card back when I was a kid.
A wild card.
This was middle school, Mike.
Oh, the worst.
He sat in the second row of the bus.
So you can still see the blackboard, but weren't right up front.
Read Stephen King books. A new study found men are more sensitive when it comes to pain than women.
Hey, man, if you ever have a kid, you can figure that out.
Yeah.
Go in that room one day. You'll go like, oh, yeah, you're nothing.
Mike, you know when that'll change? That'll change when I give this birth.
That's right.
No medication.
Coming. I hear the noises.
In a squat-a-potty.
In a squat-a-potty, that's right.
I'm all set up for it.
Two Waffle House employees in Georgia were fired after a video showed them pouring food on a customer who'd passed out.
Okay, well, yeah, that'll get you fired.
Right. Pouring food? How does one pour food?
Waffle House, oh, yeah. Man. Syrup?
Come on, man. Okay.
They poured like salt shaker on his head and stuff. I mean, he's passed out on
the
table.
They are so quick with the coffee then.
Yeah.
With the Waffle House?
Oh, my God.
Because like this, they're afraid you're going to pass out. You're drunk.
Right.
Here's the coffee.
Oh, yeah. It's on the table. Like, when you sit down, it's bam, coffee. They don't even ask you.
I will say, they shouldn't have done that. But I bless you.
Jesus, Mike.
I heard an interview with that guy's girlfriend, and she was like, he just went there to get his head together, and then he fell asleep on the table. I was like, sounds like they were having an argument. Like,
yeah.
What's really going on here?
He had a bad night.
A naked man led police on a chase going the wrong way down the highway in Delaware and Pennsylvania on Wednesday.
You might as well, man. Once you're in a chase and you're naked, just swing for the fence.
Once you're in Delaware, you're more likely going backwards in life anyway.
Yes.
What else is he in, Ted? A scooter?
Well, I don't know how they knew he was naked. I thought maybe he was just jogging.
Yeah, running down the street.
He hopped on the ferry and got over to Delaware.
Going to Wilmington.
A woman just posted on Reddit that one of her best friends had a kid and picked the same first name as one of her kids.
And then she made the middle name
the other middle name.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now they're not going to be friends anymore because of it.
Why?
It's weird, man. I don't know. I give up a friend, but it's weird, right?
But what if me and you grew up together?
All right.
And we've... That doesn't sound ridiculous. But me and you always talked about we were going to name our boys this and that.
Just like Woman Matt.
Thrill. I'm just saying.
Thrill Smith.
What if this other girl just really wanted that name too for her daughter?
Well, the way the story played out, like, the woman who already had the kids has two kids, and she said this friend of hers, they were close enough that her friend was even part of the birth of the kids.
All right.
So when she had confronted her and said, why would you name your kids what you named them? She's like, oh, I didn't even think about it. Or something like that.
All right.
And she was like, come on. You're helping me raise my goddamn kids.
A man in Virginia got into a police chase Wednesday morning, and when the cops finally stopped him, he said it was his, quote, lifelong dream to run from the police. Well, he got it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been charged with eluding so far, but more charges.
Not only that,
the dream keeps getting better.
But he was being chased by Virginia State Patrolman.
Right.
This is a black guy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this kid, whatever, he does not care.
I don't understand how a black guy in this country, being a black guy, like, my lifelong dream is to be chased by cops. Like, it was also called teen reality. Like, this is not a hard thing to achieve.
I just think it's dangerous.
It's inspiring to see somebody chase their dreams.
You know what? Hey, man.
All right. You know what? Aim big.
The mind is a terrible thing to weigh.
Like, he's one person you'd be like, you're like, don't. That's a bad
thing. It's a terrible
thing. Like, we've all fantasized about being in a high speed chase.
And then what we don't do is that.
Right? Or stealing a cop car, like you see it, right? But you don't do it.
And it's great when I can wake up from that dream and not be arrested or face heavy fines.
Yeah.
A man drove into his driveway to quite the show out in the middle of the road.
What was that?
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, my cock. Headlines are coming up 1 hour from now. First, the game is.
The Men's Room presents. Profile This.
And Stephen Throwhill, can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth, 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 Earth.
And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Ty. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, Ty guy, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes, sir.
Fantastic. Let's go to New York City, where the New York Police Department, they're dealing with what we'll call a major scandal right now. Not a love triangle, a love rectangle between four cops. So there's a 40-year-old sergeant with the NYPD, and he lives with his girlfriend, who's a police union delegate. But he's been having an affair on her with a 33-year-old officer, and her husband is a 28-year-old officer. They're separated, but they still live together to raise their toddler together. So this is already a hot mess. Well, all of this blew up a few weeks ago when the first guy's girlfriend was going through his phone and found pictures of him kissing the other woman. She was so mad that she put the pictures on Instagram. So now the NYPD is investigating what happened, and they've actually taken away the guns of all four cops just to make sure that no one actually gets shot through all of this mess. My question for you is, do you believe that these four geniuses in the love rectangle are black, white, Mexi, or Asian?
You said this is New York, right?
New York City, yes, sir.
New York City. I mean, it kind of seems like a white thing to do, but it kind of seems so white that she would post all that on Instagram that it would be black.
And she works for the union, right?
One of them, all right, yeah, so the initial sergeant, who's dipping the ink in the other company well, he is with the union delegate. The woman he's having an affair with is an officer, but she still lives with her boyfriend or ex-boyfriend, who is also a police officer.
So we, am I trying to guess?
They're all of one, so.
Oh, black.
That's all you needed to know?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Okay.
Why? Union delegate, Instagram.
You're looking at me like, what else are you going to ask?
My case is closed. I yelled black a little quickly. Right. I don't have a ton to back this one up.
Ty, are you going to stick with your initial thought and what Ted says here? You're going to go black, final answer?
Yeah, I'm going to go black.
We're going to find out if they are black, white, Mexican, or Asian next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hola, bitch, hola. You have entered the men's room.
All right, profile this takes us to New York. We've got four New York City police officers, yeah. And they are involved in what could only be described as a love square.
Love rectangle, Miles.
Love rectangle, whatever, yeah. One officer found pics on her boyfriend, husband, whatever's phone, and she saw that her husband, boyfriend was making out with this other couple's woman, whatever the deal was. Either way, at least the New York City Police Department was smart enough to take all four officers' guns away in case something bad could potentially happen.
Because they had a feeling it would. But Ty, we asked you, did you believe that these four were black, white, Mexican, or Asian? Initially, you said white. You said, but it's so white, it seems so obvious, maybe it's black. Ted instantly said, it's got to be black. What was it? You said union rep Instagram.
Yeah.
And that's all Ted needed. And in the end, you agree with Ted and that ridiculous philosophy. But you are correct.
Yes.
Damn.
I mean, it almost wasn't even fun.
I know you looked at me like, what else? Other answer is there? And I'm like, why are you looking at me like
that? Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, the look on your face is like, it can't be anyone else.
Right. This is so obvious.
But you're right.
Now for all TV news all the time, it is time for TV Time with Taylor.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box.
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Very simple. Who lives in a pineapple house under the sea?
SpongeBob SquarePants.
You're damn right he does. All right. So SpongeBob, most people might not know this, but you know the song. SpongeBob SquarePants, sure. SpongeBob SquarePants, SpongeBob. But SpongeBob, also there was an episode, all right, where he was performing. He was performing at halftime of the Bubble Bowl, which right. is like Bikini That's, Bottom's version
yeah,
of
big
the
deal.
Super
it's
Bowl.
Like Maroon 5.
Right, okay. So the guy that made SpongeBob SquarePants, he passed away this last year. So people want Maroon 5 for the Super Bowl to learn the song that SpongeBob sang at the Bubble Bowl.
Seems fair enough.
I will say this. To SpongeBob's credit, I thought it might be a little campy. Like, he rocks.
It sounds like Joe Esposito from an 80s Karate Kid or one of those type movies, Rocky 7. Like,
hey, look, I agree. I had never heard this song till today. It kind of caught me off guard. But right there, he's like, God, he made a power ballad?
Sure. He sure did.
Anyhow, so there's a petition online that has like millions of signatures. These people want them to sing this song.
I think Maroon 5's like, what have we done?
I hope
they do it, man. Just do it. Make everyone happy, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, I will say sometimes that's one of the bad drawbacks of the internet. Like, if somebody, like, it seems funny to you sitting at home and you can automatically sign the petition, but, like, if you're a Maroon 5 fan, like, do you really want to see them singing that song?
Well, yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You do, sure.
You do. You know what? And they're not having a lot of success finding anyone else who wants to play that gig. First of all, they don't pay. Second of all, when, Rihanna came out and said, look, I'm turning down the gig because I believe that the NFL screwed over Colin Kaepernick.
Sure.
So once that got out there and one of the biggest pop stars in the world said no, then everyone else followed suit. So you now need a bigger...
But they have... I'm pretty sure Travis Scott signed on.
Okay. Well, I was going to say they need something. They need a gimmick or whatever because Maroon 5 is just going to be Maroon 5.
Travis Scott? It's a rapper. God, I can't remember. We were talking about the other day. I think it might be Travis Scott, right? Because then we were talking about Sicko Mode. Trying to figure out another reason I would have mentioned that song to you guys.
At this point in time, I'm more interested in the two teams playing in the Super Bowl than who will do the halftime show. That's kind of where, you know.
Well, I think the big thing was just it was in Atlanta.
Right.
So a lot of people were just like, how do you not have Outkast? How do you not have Usher? Like,
they all turned them down.
No, they didn't ask him.
Oh, they never asked him.
Initially, they didn't ask him. They were just like, Maroon 5 is going to do it in Atlanta.
Weird.
Right, so that's why a lot of people were like, man, Atlanta's kind of famous for music. Like, sure, there's an Atlanta-based person, but...
Many.
But with that said, you know what? It's the Super Bowl halftime show. It's not always based on where you are, right?
Yeah, obviously.
Like, Paul McCartney played the Super Bowl once, right?
Not in London.
Or no, well, not Paul McCartney. Jesus, I'm losing my mind.
Bono,
you know, did the Ravens halftime show.
Bono.
We saw Destiny's Child.
Yeah.
The reunion.
You saw Beyonce and then Destiny's Child was there.
We saw her back.
Yeah. It makes me feel any better. It was halftime. All I saw was a joint.
That's what I'm saying.
By the way, if you want to see SpongeBob, and I tell you, man, the performance he gives at the Bubble Bowl.
A bubble ball.
Is he bringing it down?
Bubble ball.
It's amazing. Go watch it at the Men's Room Facebook page. I mean, again, I don't know if that's
that
song.
That boy can sing.
Mm-hmm.
Sexual chocolate.
Oh, man. All right, let's stick with annoying songs that shouldn't be famous, but they are. Does everybody here know Baby Shark?
I don't know by name.
Your kids don't know it yet?
Dude, again.
Oh, God.
I may have heard it, but I don't know about it.
Where's this from?
Well, Jimmy Kimmel will explain.
If you have little kids, you know this Baby Shark song. You know the Baby Shark song?
Yes.
The song's like 90 seconds long. It feels like it goes on longer than Shark Week. It goes on and on and on. The song, I looked into it. It came from either France or Germany. Unbelievably, that song made it onto the Billboard chart. It debuted, it is number 32 on the Billboard chart, right after like Diplo or something like that. Baby Shark is so big now, it just got engaged to Ariana Grande, and they're very happy together. How this got into the top 40, I really don't know, but I don't think I'm overreacting when I say whoever is responsible for it should be locked in prison for the rest of their lives, and then when they die, their bodies should be fed to the very sharks they sang about.
Yeah.
I don't know it.
All right.
I don't know it, and when I heard that bit and piece of it, I'm very, very glad I don't know it.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. I want to say it's been, he's just saying like billions of times or something. It's been
that makes sense. I mean, it's so bad. It's so stupid.
But that's the problem. I mean, you know this. Little kids will watch the same thing over and over and over.
And sometimes that's good, depending on the content. Sometimes it's horrible.
But some movies, and I mean, I guess my general fear with most kids' movies, when it's an original soundtrack, it's going to be bad for you. There's a few other movies, like Sing, right? I don't know about some scared elephant singing or whatever. If you saw it, the one thing is, every song they sang, 95% of the song, they were songs you already knew. It's just someone else singing it, so you can kind of get through it. You know what I mean?
All right.
You'd hear like bits of Elton John or something. You're like, all right, I can get through this. Anytime you hear an original score for a kid's movie, buckle up, because it's going to suck.
Yeah.
Bad. So
I think that's why it has all those views. It's just little kids playing it over and
that's
over and over.
Right?
Yeah. Kids love doing that stuff, man. And I don't think they do it intentionally to annoy you, but they do it.
They don't know they're annoying you, but it is annoying you.
I mean, that's the problem with children. They are not self-aware.
People who annoy you.
All right, so what Lifetime had been playing Christmas movies since basically October, right?
Are they done?
I think they got to be about done. So basically, there's this family, right? And they sent out, they're saying Lifetime ruined their Christmas. They took a photo, they sent out a Christmas card, right? As many families do. Somehow Lifetime gets it, and it's in one of their movies, Christmas Harmony.
Duh.
Yeah.
Are you asking me if I saw it?
Not to be confused with Christmas Harmony.
I saw the clip.
Which is delicious.
I did watch the clip, though, because I was intrigued.
Right. All it is one guy is like, he's like, take the Christmas cards down. I don't like them. And somebody says they're festive. And he goes, I think they're ugly.
Basically saying, like, if you put the Christmas cards up on the refrigerator, like, he had, like, that perfect.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it just junks it up.
Yeah. So that's all they said. But now they want to sue him, as they said they were embarrassed when friends and family started to call them to tell them they were in the movie. They didn't give Lifetime permission to use their photo, and I have no idea how they got it. So they're suing for all the movie's profits.
Jesus.
Oh, come on.
You think that movie made profits? It's on Lifetime, you idiots.
Jesus Christ.
Be happy for your 3 minutes of fame.
I think it's different if they held the, like, the granted, they didn't give him permission to use it, but I think it's different if the guy was like, look at this family and how ugly they are.
That's a little different.
They didn't do that.
You've got the permission thing, maybe. You're not going to get all the profits from the movie, but unless they made money specifically because of that scene and you were in it, it's pretty thin. In case anyone wasn't tracking with that.
Thrill, I'm sure you know about this, but coming up, there will be the first time a woman has officiated an NFL game.
Yeah.
It'll be between the Chargers and the Patriots. Also, I know a lot of, it's easy to hate on the Patriots.
Yes, it is. Very easy.
Right, just because.
I'm doing it right now.
Yeah, just because they win all the time. But, Phillip Rivers is hard to like, too. That's a weird matchup. she's been in the league for a while. But basically, it's just a big deal since it's the first time in a playoff game.
Sure. Okay. Absolutely. Yeah.
Don't forget, too, like, playoff games are weird. Every time we get to this weekend, I'm always reminded of the Tuck rule. Right?
Yeah.
Years ago, the only way we know who basically Brady and Adam Vinatieri are is because he fumbles the ball, but somehow they said he didn't.
Yeah, the officials handed them that against the Raiders.
And also remember that the NFL, the way they do things, they don't grade things the same way. Like, basically, every playoff game is like the Pro Bowl.
So for the officials.
If your team is good, your team moves on in the playoffs. But in the officiating world, the better you grade out during the year helps your chances of being in the playoffs. However, the entire team's grade is not taken into consideration as far as the entire officiating crew. So you might have the head of one crew now working with someone that they've never worked before.
That is genuinely
how
that goes.
Yeah, I know. Thrills are bringing it up for years. And I don't fathom it either. Like, if you're supposed to have the best of the best, why not just have the team that rated
the best?
The other thing, it's just consistency. You know, like, look, you can have a bad team that you know passes the ball all the time, but the thing, that's what they do, right? So these officiating crews, they get broken up at the end of the season, like you guys were saying, and you have the best of the best. And for the officials, it's a big deal because you kind of get singled out. You make a little extra money. We get it. But in the time of the playoffs, we want your officiating to be as crisp as it can be. It's probably not going to be, not because they don't know what they're doing, but it's just you have a different captain. There's a different way
to respond. The teams never worked together before.
Right, that's it.
You don't know.
They're playing together for the first time, but the game means something.
But it's like the Pro Bowl. Like, you can take all these great players, but they don't play together. I think if you just took your average team and didn't bring them up, they'd kill the All-Pro.
And no one watches the Pro Bowl because it's terrible.
Even when I was a little kid, I remember making a couple baseball All-Star teams, humble brag, and
yeah. In case you didn't catch my humble brag, I will point out that
actually it was
humble
three.
Brag.
It was three.
Yeah, I mean, A-League, I made All-Star team both years. I'm whatever. The point is so easy. You're right. I remember being on one of these teams and being like, we got, like, I don't know, Peter and Jeff and somebody else. Like, how could we lose?
All these big names.
Right, these Peter, are the best Jeff. Guys in the league.
Right,
then we get our ass whooped because we weren't good. We were playing, like, other All-Star teams that had been together all year.
Yeah.
So you'd go to these tournaments and you'd always get run over by the team that had been together all year.
That's what I'm saying. If you took an average team from the NFL and put them up against the all pros of either conference, I'm putting my money on the average team with steamroll. The Cardinals might beat them.
Let's not talk crazy.
Just trying to lighten the mood, bro.
Jimmy Fallon had, he always has a fun little Twitter game. So this one is five-word resolutions.
Now I thought I'd share some of my favorite five-word resolutions from you guys. This first is from @DanaHartley9. Her resolution is to stop calling my husband bro. Oh, okay, yeah. That's a... Can you pick up the kids from school, bro? This one's from @Boggle1388. His resolution is join the gym, never go. There, that's his five-word resolution. We've all done that. This one's from @JennyFromat. Her resolution is less upsetty, more spaghetti. Yeah!
Well, I mean, like it.
I like, that's a fantastic one. This one's from @CuckooBear. His resolution is read more, menus don't count. There you go. That's...
Well, Cheesecake Factory.
That's a kind of a bug. This last one is from @Reedy. Her resolution is stop procrastinating. We'll start tomorrow. There you go.
There's the next show hashtag.
That seems pretty legit.
Sure.
Stop procrastinating. We'll get to it tomorrow.
Like, that's too many words.
But I mean, a resolution, that doesn't seem like something you wake up that day and go, all right. Like, I have a buddy that once quit drinking just because he woke up one day and said, I don't want to keep drinking.
Okay.
Right? But that's very strange. Like, a lot of people kind of.
And it wasn't January 1st, was it?
Honestly, dude, it's good for him, but he was on a trip with another buddy in Europe and decided halfway through that he was done.
No way.
Sucks for the buddy.
Buddy's still a little salty.
I would be too. The hell's that?
Right, you were like
you can't wait, man.
Right, like, you wait till we get home.
I bet the location where people promise each other more things that they hope to do than any other place on this planet is the Vegas airport.
Well, you're making deals with all kinds of higher powers.
I'm just saying, like, I'm never doing coke again. God damn, I feel like ass.
I'm not going to drink. I do coke. I never want to feel like this again until the next time I go to Vegas.
If I make $300, I'm walking away next time.
I think there's some of that bargaining in jails, too.
Okay, yeah. Probably.
I know I did it.
Jail, I get it.
Yeah, like, but there's a bunch of different jails. There's only one Vegas.
Like, God, give me this and... If I get out of here, like, blah, 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 and as she said, $6,000 bail. I was like,
God's on money.
Okay, you can do it like that then.
$6,000.
That's when you're grumpy with God.
For bumping a car.
Yeah, you're right, though. The Vegas airport, there is, I tell you, man, we talk about it all the time, there is no higher or lower than people in the Vegas airport than people leaving the Vegas airport.
No. The arrival gates are kind of like the land of promise. The departure gates are the land of lies.
Their sign should be just a yin-yang thing.
Like, you haven't really committed crimes. I say, really, but... I have sat in that bar and like looked at my buddy like, we need to get the F out of this town.
Yeah.
He's like, what do you mean? I'm just like, I don't know. You know, you just have that feeling like, we just need to get out of town.
I don't want
to
bump into anyone ever again.
My clothes smell like smoke. My head hurts.
Yeah,
but not cigarette smoke, man.
Criminal Minds, one of my favorite shows, and I'm sad to see it go. It's ending after 15 seasons.
I know.
Good
God. You've been broken up about this for a while, though.
I mean, what is it, at least once a week I come in and I'm like, did you see the new Criminal Minds?
Start watching this, please? And we said, all right. And now it's over? We missed the whole
thing. See, I always thought when I put on Criminal Minds, I'd be watching C-SPAN. But no, it ends up, it's a fictional show.
Yeah, the 15th season for all us minders out there.
Yeah, C-Minders, that's what we call it.
C-Minders.
Not anymore.
No worries,
C-Minders. You'll see you later.
The 15th season will have 10 episodes, and it'll air the 2019-2020 season. So we still got some time out there,
C-Minders. You're bringing people over, doing the whole thing. You guys know what you're going to make just to watch it.
A minder dips, parties, man.
The whole thing.
Yeah,
you and know, party?
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to make cupcakes and put them in candy cuffs.
There you go.
It's a whole thing. Because at the end of every episode of Criminal Minds, somebody goes to jail.
Or they're killed.
Great idea.
Yeah. Or you could come over and just think of how you want to commit crime. Because maybe you're the criminal mind.
Maybe it'll be like the end of Seinfeld. They'll all just be in jail.
Yeah, could be. Either way, sad to see it leave, but going to be a hell of a party at my place.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. Mike's got your headlines coming up here in just a few minutes. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go to Florida, where a woman sings karaoke to a man in the middle of the road in front of a veterans park. Meanwhile, a kid leaves a teddy bear in Hawaii, but not before a wonderful adventure the bear would embark. Man falls to death from Irish cliff. We'll give you one guess why, bless you, to Philadelphia, where walking your dog is a stupid way to die. And a petition is online to get rid of the Tacomas. And it is gaining traction. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
Another top story. A man drove into his driveway to quite the show out in the middle of the road. A man witnessed a man standing in the middle of the road while a woman performed a certain activity on him.
Slurpee, slurpee, try not to burpee.
Before the two commenced having sex on the hood of a car.
Nice.
Good, some of that hood ass.
Classy.
Police were called and the couple were arrested, and you will never guess where this classic couple came from.
Florida!
The guy was actually a fireman.
The guy? Well,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. And he's just
not all heroes wear capes.
Out in the middle of the road. This is my road.
I bet you he was standing like Superman with the American flag, you know, hands on hips.
I hope so, man. That's the only way that I can imagine that. It's just he's sitting there. Hey, Dave.
Sounds like he must have worked on the pumper truck.
Ah.
Hey, now.
Working the hose. In other news, once again, the internet has proven to be someone's undoing. A convicted gang robber was caught after he befriended an undercover cop and shared a video of his new stolen chain.
God damn. Don't steal people's chains.
That's right. It's sick and wrong.
Especially if it's not Indian gold.
It's wrong, man. What kind of purse that steals a man's gold chain?
And why do you brag about it?
Well, because I like it, Mike.
Oh, I'll catch you. Did you win that chain, Ted?
No, dog, I paid for it.
He took it off a dead man.
That's right.
He saw a man hit by a car and said, well, nobody's looking.
That's how you earn that chain.
Why would you brag about that? If you're going to brag about a crime, like, oh, you stole a chain.
Right.
Check
congratulations.
Out this cool chain turns green in the shower.
Look at that. Yeah,
right. 12,500 people have signed a petition that's being sent to the president to combine two states into one. This has happened with multiple states across the country, but today we go to the Dakotas, where all those people want to combine the two and rename themselves. I am not making this up. Megacoda.
Cool. Sounds like the woman who did not get the prom date.
Yeah. Why don't you just call it Dakota?
Right. That would be logical, Miles.
Right.
Megacoda. You have North Dakota and South Dakota.
The guy has some pretty good arguments as far as saving money, as far as
right.
all those things are
it's
concerned.
The name.
And I'm down for that.
Yeah. It's not that, like, well, if we have one less, then, you know, we won't be great. You know, so
no.
like, I'm not making Puerto Rico a state. That'll never happen.
Right.
We're going to be even 50, you know?
Megacoda.
Megacoda. I'm sure if you're driving it, you just want it to be over with one way, Coda or the other.
Exactly. You got a big rock formation out there that we're all happy to see.
Yeah, there's cool stuff there. I'm not saying that.
And then away we go.
They're like, we'd be the fourth biggest state then. Ha, ha, ha.
Okay. You thought 29 would be different, but it is not, gentlemen. It has happened again.
Yeah. Selfie.
That's probably one of my favorites.
It is. I'm with you. I love it too.
I love the fact when he's dead, he goes, death by selfie.
Yeah. As I was talking Miles earlier.
You already hit, like, and now your last parting words are, death by selfie.
Death by selfie.
A selfie ain't healthy.
No, it ain't.
Please post them.
Do they post the last selfie?
I think we should, as a tribute.
Right?
I'll get 10,000 retweets and I'll die.
That's right. That should be the memorial picture. A student in Ireland was out exploring the cliffs of, I'm going to screw this up, Moher? Moher?
Yeah.
M-O-H-E-R.
My kid was just there.
Moher, right?
Moher. Ago, yeah. The cliffs of Moher. You've seen taking a selfie at the cliff's edge, and you can guess the rest.
I'll just give us a little bit of that taste. Give us the whole thing.
Come on, Irish accent.
Give the whole thing.
We were trying to convince Mike to do the entire show today with the Irish.
No. St. Patty's Day. He's got time to practice.
It's too obvious.
No.
Everybody's doing it on Patty's Day.
No, he's not.
We're doing it now.
A student in Ireland was out exploring the cliffs of Moher and was seen taking a selfie at the cliff's edge.
He was seen taking a big S.
You can guess.
He was dumping on the side of the cliffs.
You can guess the rest. The poor bugger fell off the side of the cliff.
The bugger.
Bugger.
There's a doornail down there.
Bugger McFarland.
Ricocheted 8 or 9 times on the way down.
Oh,
it's terrible.
Doom. They call him a ricochet, Ricky.
I'll let you guys actually guess where this next story comes from. There's a state in this country that is about to change the DUI game. They are implementing a new restriction that drops the legal blood alcohol level from the nationwide 0.08 down to 0.05.
Utah.
Why is that? That's not even that's the dumbest question I've ever heard. You know who it is.
You guys exactly know.
Meth capital of the world.
It's dug on Utah.
Right. Because you can't drink enough of their beer to get a .08.
Everybody I've ever met from Utah is a complete derelict.
Right. We've established, like, okay, you can go out and have a couple drinks, depending on your weight, and this is the limit. Right.
That's, people that I know from Utah, seriously, who have conversations, like, man, we should have started doing that meth in junior high.
I know.
I mean, that's serious.
Dear Lord, man.
No, I've had people that I've known from Utah. They run incredibly. They run New Jersey fast.
When they're ex-Mormons, they go crazy.
They do. It's almost like Rumspringa at 16.
Jeez.
They do their own thing.
They're also considering it a third-degree felony if you commit automobile homicide while under the influence.
Okay, okay. That's fair, right?
That's fine. Not all of their ideas are stupid.
I mean, my God. You could have a beer at dinner without getting pulled over on the way home and go on the jail.
The rest of the country agrees. If you kill someone, yes.
Plus, you're still drinking their Coors Light.
That's what I mean.
Right. It's impossible to even get drunk there.
Not in any bar.
That's why they're doing
it's
all the
possible,
drugs.
Homie. You've done it. I went to a football game down there. It's possible, dog.
You can do it.
All right, okay. But granted, the tailgate I was at, they brought beer from another state.
That's it for headlines. With that, Mike, oh my God.
We'll see you next time for Your Guess Is As Good As Mine, the random question asked in Men's Room, and we will drink and toast with a shot of the day.
Yes, indeed, it is all true, but in the meantime, we be all about this badge. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake,
stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man.
A Double Flush production.